Hi, all. Here's a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone or iPad, or listen to the episodes using the Inglês Online Android app. Thanks for all the comments at the iTunes store. And if you haven't yet left a comment for this podcast, please do so. The more comments for the Inglês Online podcast, the more people will find out about it and listen to the episodes. Thanks for telling your friends, your neighbor, your family, and keep listening. So let me introduce you to our expression of today. Picture this. You're looking for a part-time job to supplement your income. So when your sister, Jessica, tells you that the owner of the computer shop around the corner is looking for an assistant, you decide to go check that out. Can't hurt, right? So you go to the shop and tell Mr. Stevens, the owner, that you would like to apply for the position. The two of you have a quick chat, and he tells you that he will need you in the shop for about 4 or 5 hours a day, Monday through Saturday. Perfect, you think. That's just what you were looking for, so you say yes. You're supposed to start at the shop this coming Monday. Today is Saturday. And when you're about to step out, you bump into your sister, who's just come back from the computer shop. She says, "So, just had a quick chat with Mr. Stevens. I thought you said you were looking for a part-time job?" Your sister looks confused. You say, "That's right. I've got a part-time job at the computer shop." Your sister shakes her head and says, "Nuh-uh, that's not what Mr. Stevens just told me. He said you're gonna be there all day, from 9 in the morning to 8 p.m. And you're like, "What? Are you sure he was talking about me? That is not what we agreed on." Your sister assures you that he was talking about you and your work hours. And she says, "Don't let Mr. Stevens take advantage of you. I heard from a previous employee that he will make you work extra time every day and then try to get out of paying you for it." You can't believe what you just heard. Mr. Stevens, he's already telling people that you're going to work full-time at the shop, while in reality, the both of you agreed that it was going to be a part-time job. You say to your sister, "Well, if Mr. Stevens thinks I'm gonna work full-time for a part-time salary, he's got another thing coming. If he thinks I'm just gonna agree to do that and not say a thing, he's dead wrong. You're going to talk to Mr. Stevens right now and make it very clear that you have agreed to take on a part-time job. If Mr. Stevens thinks he can get away with this, he's got another thing coming." Mr. Stevens is trying to pull one over on you. He's trying to trick you into working full-time for part-time pay. He's trying to pull one over on you. This is our second idiom of today, and it is related to the first expression. When someone tries to pull one over on you, this person is, as we say in Brazil, dando uma de esperto com você. Here's the expression again. Pull one over on someone. That guy tried to pull one over on me. Mark pulled one over on Sarah. He convinced her to go to an expensive concert and the night before told her that he had lost his wallet. She was naive and fell for it, and she ended up paying for both tickets. He really pulled one over on Sarah. I think most people can find examples in their lives of someone who tried to pull one over on them. Or maybe someone who actually did pull one over on you. Can you tell us your story? Who tried to pull one over on you? What happened? Did they get away with it? So sometimes you realize that someone is trying to pull one over on you before they actually succeed, and then you think, "Huh, if they think they're going to pull one over on me, they got another thing coming." You're not gonna let that happen. You're on to them. They've done something wrong, and now they think that if they act like nothing's happened, that means that nothing has happened. Well, they've got another thing coming. I'm waiting for your story in the comments. Talk to you next time.